For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri Governor Mike Parson yesterday called for a special legislative session to begin on Monday, July 27th, to focus on violent crime. Jacqueline Driscoll has more on what items will be on the agenda.
Parson said St. Louis's homicides increased by 31% this year. Kansas City has increased by 35%, and aggravated assaults with a firearm in St. Louis County are up 19%. But he says it's not an urban problem, it's a Missouri problem, and it can't wait to be addressed until next session.
I think one, most of the things we're talking about here, most everybody is on board with it. It's a nonpartisan agenda, and I think it's important to get that done.
Removing residency requirements for St. Louis police officers, unlawful transfer of weapons, and endangering the welfare of a child will be among topics discussed. Democrats and Republicans in the legislature are asking the governor to also include police reform. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll, St. Louis Public Radio.
Moments before the governor announced lawmakers would be returning, Jacqueline Driscoll was the first to report two House staffers tested positive for the coronavirus and are self-quarantining. Parson said he would support COVID-19 testing in the Capitol during the special session. State officials say the majority of Missouri government jobs being cut from already filled positions will be eliminated from the Social Service Department. They blamed the coronavirus pandemic's economic impact on the state for the layoffs. Democratic candidate Nicole Galloway's campaign outraised Governor Mike Parson in recent months, but hefty fundraising by a political action committee supporting the Republican governor makes up for it by far. While Missouri candidates face limits on the amount of money they can take from any one donor, political action committees are free to rake in as much as they want. Those PACs can spend money to support candidates, but are not allowed to coordinate with them. Governor Mike Parson is seeking to reassure Missourians about the coronavirus pandemic, as the state reported 888 new confirmed cases, its second largest single-day increase. Parson said in a tweet yesterday that, quote, "We are not defenseless against COVID-19. He also said the state is better prepared than it was in March and has accelerated testing. His tweet came as the number of new cases rose yesterday, up nearly 18% from a week ago. The only other day with a bigger jump was Tuesday, when 936 new cases were added to the total. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.